بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, الحمد لله، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends these epidemics and so on, these are the result of the anger of Allah. They are a punishment for all of humankind. But he said that these are also a blessing, and especially a blessing for the believers. It's a blessing for us because we know what to do. It's a blessing for us because it turns us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we make tawbah istighfar, rujoo ila Allah, and therefore it's a blessing. It's a blessing also because it gives us the opportunity to earn some good deeds. Now we know that in this case of the coronavirus, the only solution that we have as of now, because there is no prophylactic, there is no vaccine, there is no cure for this virus yet. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a cure immediately, because that is in His Qudrat, it's in His power, inshallah. But right now, we do not have a cure. So therefore, the only thing that we have to do is isolation, is self-quarantine, is isolation. Now for that, in many countries, there is a complete lockdown. In India, there is a total lockdown all over the country. In America, in many places, there is a total lockdown. In Italy, in Spain, and so on and so forth, which means that you cannot go out, you can't do business. Those who are working from home, who are able to do that, they are doing it. But other than that, they can't do it. Now, the worst hit in all of this are not people like you and me, but they are people who are poor people, daily wage earners, daily wage laborers, small thela walas, and you know, people selling things on push carts, people like that who have no resources. They live on a knife edge anyway. They have no savings. Even if they don't go to work for 1 or 2 days, it can become a matter of life and death for them. It can become a matter of actually living and food for them. Now there are many, many people like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, he said he is not a believer whose stomach is filled while the neighbor to his side goes hungry. In another hadith narrated by Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "O Abu Dharr, whenever you prepare a broth, make more of it. Put more water in it, make more of it, and give some of it to your neighbors." And this is in Sahih Muslim. My brothers and sisters, it is the beauty of this religion that in Islam, as far as all good is concerned, as far as the laws concerning people, these are things which cover and which are a means of benefit for everybody. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say Muslim neighbor, he said neighbor, which means that we are responsible for the benefit of everyone in the society in which we live. Now today, for us, meaning people like you and me, the issue is really keeping ourselves safe from the infection. Other than that, alhamdulillah, we don't have any problems. But for other people, for poor people, for daily wage earners and so on, what is a bigger threat for them even than the virus is starvation, is deprivation, where they don't have enough to eat and so on. Now, my brothers and sisters, this is where we Muslims must come to the fore, and we must come together and we must create funds to help people in this time of need. People need help in terms of food. They need help in terms of money. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, "Protect yourself from the hellfire even by giving a piece of date." A piece of a date, not even one date, a piece of a date as charity. Now, therefore, I strongly recommend that all of us must give, must put our hands in our pocket and must give in charity. Speak to your masajid, speak to people who are the leaders in your area. Tell them to do it, or you take leadership and you do it. There are people, alhamdulillah, in here in America. I know in India they are doing it, in Hyderabad and elsewhere. I saw a very nice appeal from the Jamiat Ulama in Assam on the same lines. Please support all that, and if you are in an area where this is not happening, then you create it yourself. My suggestion is do it in your areas, right? Unless you are living in a place where there are no poor people, I don't know whether there is any such place. But other than that, don't even send money here and there. You give the money to people in your area, and please remember, give it to Muslims, give it to non-Muslims. Our responsibility is for all of humanity. It's not exclusive to Muslims. Give it to everybody. This is an opportunity to earn a good name for ourselves. It's an opportunity to win hearts. It's an opportunity to earn a good name for Islam and to show the beauty of Islam. See what the Sikhs are doing today. We have come to a situation in this world where quite literally you can say that any time there is a crisis anywhere, you will see the Khalsa brothers there. You will see the Sikhs there. Alhamdulillah, those people are earning so much of good name for themselves. Where are the Muslims? Why are we not doing the same thing? Although in terms of numbers, we are 1,000 times more than they are. Please put your hands in your pockets, take money out. Talk to whoever you know. It's an absolute amazement, a matter of great amazement for me that in India, in all of this which is happening, I don't see the names of any of the big corporate dons or any of the big Hollywood, Bollywood creatures who make millions in the front line as far as charity is concerned. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Astaghfirullahi al-azim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them sense. They just earn money from the people. They take money from the people, and when the time comes when people need it, they are sitting on their billions and they are not opening their doors. They keep saying government must do, government must do. Government is doing what the government is doing. Whatever the government is doing or not doing, you have a responsibility as an individual, as a citizen. So they should do it. And as far as we are concerned, we should do it. Whatever you can spare, whatever you can give. And not just a matter of spare. This is your life insurance. This is your shield for yourself and your family from this disease. Give the charity and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to put you in a situation where you will need charity from somebody else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that in 1 second. If He wants, He can put you in a position where you are walking around with a begging bowl. May Allah save you from that. The way to save it, to save yourself, is to give. So give and give until it hurts. And when it hurts, remember that it hurts because of a lack of iman in your heart. Because if you had iman, you would give and you would feel happy. It hurts because you don't know what you are doing. When you are giving, you are banking it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will reward you. Allah will return that to you in this world and in the next world. So give and give and give. Support all of these activities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you barakah in your wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you to race with each other, to try to compete with each other in saying who can give more. Please do that, and do that as urgently as possible, meaning right now when you get this message. This is the thing to do. Give and give and give. Find out in your, and believe me, we live in a world where there is no shortage of poor people. There are many people who are poor. They will not say, they will not beg, they will not ask out of self-respect. Look for them, find them and give them. And when I say give them, you don't have to go and physically give them in this time. Maintain social distance. Just take food and leave it on their doorstep, and then just ring the bell and go away. Or even better, if where possible, just transfer money, bank transfers. Do that so that those people can take care of their own needs. You can order food online in Big Basket, in Amazon, in various things. Order food online and have it delivered. It will be delivered to them. There is no shortage of ways in which you can help. But do that, and do that urgently. It's very important. It is your Islamic duty. It is your duty as a Muslim. And this, inshallah, will be something which will weigh very heavy on your scales on a day when we will need every gram of good deed that we can get onto our scales. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, to support you, to protect you and your families, and to reward you in keeping with His Majesty and Grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.